Here in Ann Arbor's 107.1 Quality Music from then and now. My very special guest is a dear friend of ours, John Sinclair. He's the subject of a documentary film called 20 to Life, and it is premiering here in Ann Arbor tomorrow night at the Michigan Theater. The screening is at 7 p.m. John, it is such a blast to see you. It has been quite a few years, hasn't it? Welcome to 107.1.
Yeah, I have to come to Ann Arbor to find you.
Yeah, I know. Not in Detroit anymore,
well,
my friend.
Come back to Detroit, we would always get to meet on WDET.
Exactly.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I'm not going to throw you out or anything like that, but welcome
to... We're not trying to give a false signal.
No, nothing. Nothing subversive like that. Well, welcome to our radio station, John. It's a pleasure
nice to be here.
What do you think of this new documentary of yours? I assume you've had a chance
to see it.
Oh,
I'm tickled to death with it. I couldn't, as the subject, I just couldn't be any happier.
Talk about the director of the film. Who is
Steve
this guy?
Steve Gebhardt, the director I met 35 years ago. He was John and Yoko's filmmaker. When they wanted to make a film, he was the guy who shot it. He was on the staff. And they brought him to Chrysler Arena on December 10th, 1971. And had him shoot the whole thing. And then he made a movie of it, which has never been released because by the time he got it edited and ready to go, the U.S. versus John Lennon movie had started.
Oh,
you know, in
right.
Real life.
Which just came out a year or
yeah,
two
which
ago.
Yeah, we see the depths of the destruction that something like that can do to people, you know.
Mm. John, how aware were you of this show that John Sinclair was putting on here at Chrysler Arena in 1971? You at this time were in prison for, 10 years or so?
Yeah, I was 2.5 years into it.
Into it for having two marijuana cigarettes.
Giving two joints to an undercover Detroit police woman.
I mean, how much information did you have in jail that people like John Sinclair and Stevie Wonder were organizing this show for you in Ann Arbor?
Well, I was pretty much on top of it. All the time I was in prison, I was intimately involved with the workings of our little organization through letters and visits and lawyers, liaisons. So I was pretty much on top of all the things. The one hard part I had with this, when Dennis Hayes, the fine Ann Arbor attorney, then in law school, was sent over to Jackson to tell me that John Lennon and Yoko Ono were coming to Ann Arbor for our rally. And I wouldn't believe them.
And you just couldn't believe
it. I said, Hayes, leave me alone. Get out of here.
Yeah, don't lie to me.
And he had to come back and bring me a tape from Lennon. You know, hi, John. Yeah, we're coming out. You know.
Oh, that is so incredible.
I wouldn't believe him, man.
Yeah,
I said,
no
way, man. Don't mess with my head like this. Tell me the bad news.
Yeah. This can't. This is too
you
good
know,
to be
I'm
true.
I'm already doing the time. I can take it. You know, tell me what's really happening. There ain't no John Lennon coming to this thing.
This was such a moment, you know, not just in musical history, but just in history for this to be happening. I remember staying up. Because I remember the show went really, really late, and it was being simulcast, I believe, on WABX, great freeform station. I think I nodded off a few times, and then it was like well after midnight, I seem to recall.
It was more like 3 or 3:30 when Lennon came on. Yeah, real late.
And I thought, I just can't believe that this is all happening. And then
adding people to the show.
To the show, and it went later and later.
Even after it started. Yeah, but I mean, Stevie Wonder called up our office and wanted to know if it would be all right if he came and brought his band at his expense.
To play.
To play because he heard about what they were doing to this guy Sinclair, and he thought this was really wrong.
Incredible.
And he wanted to be part of it.
Our guests.
The other great part. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say our guests. We're reminding our friends is John Sinclair in Ann Arbor's 107.1. I want to play John Lennon's song.
There's a little local angle out here that's kind of funny.
Yeah, tell me that.
You know, also, you know, Bob Seger has been with his manager Punch Andrews since he was about 15 or 16.
Literally, yeah.
And Punch, during the heydays of Detroit rock and roll. Punch would never allow him to play, very rarely, the free concerts or the benefits that we were always putting on.
Mm.
He thought this would be bad for his exposure.
For the career, yeah.
And all this.
Mm-hmm.
But he let him play on this one. So here John Lennon was there. You know, Bob was there.
Made
I
the
think
exception.
Bob was really happy to get to do it because Bob was a beautiful cat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He had a managerial strategist that was
Right.
Of course, it paid off. So
well, yeah.
How can you argue with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's that is true. Our friend John Sinclair.
Now he's like a rock.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, very good. John Sinclair, our guest, is the subject of a new documentary film called 20 to Life, a long-awaited documentary on John. It's going to be at the Michigan Theater tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We'll be right back with John Sinclair after we hear John Lennon on Ann Arbor's 107.1. It's 931.